It's Halloween-y.
Halloween's tomorrow.
Definitely is, yeah. And we went and did a Halloween-y thing the other night, which we're very excited to share with you. There are organisations all over, you know, I mean, various theme parks change their whole deal for Halloween, and it becomes a thing, and people are always looking for new ways to celebrate and to make it interesting. But certainly for adults, kids, you know, give them a bag of candy.
Sure.
Pretty happy. But for adults, there are always new ways, innovative ways to celebrate the holiday and to sort of just get all ghostly and ghouly. So, Tyler called me a few weeks ago and he goes, "We're going ghost hunting." And I went, "No, we're not." I'm like, no. I'm washing my hair that night. You know, I've got things to do. But in the end, I went and had a really great night. And this is what we're about to talk about. There's an organization. What are they called, Ty?
They're called OC Ghosts and Legends. OCGhostsandLegends.com, led by this guy, Chris, who really is just a great dude. And they give tours of places like San Juan Capistrano, the Star of India, which is an old ship in San Diego. Yeah. The Grand Canyon Caverns and Black Star Canyon is kind of their signature tour that we experienced with them.
So you go, well, Chris is going to explain in our first clip that we're going to play you. Chris, who was, again, as Tyler says, really great guy, a little twinkle in his eye, and you'll hear him, and he's just a good dude, and he'll explain what it is that they actually do. And remember, we're in the pitch dark in a parking lot just on the edge of Black Star Canyon when you hear this audio.
Okay, so we're here with Chris from OC Ghosts and Legends, and his whole team is here. And we want to kind of have an understanding of what this place is, what we're about to do, and maybe some of the things, hopefully, that our listeners will hear. So, Chris, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about your company, OC Ghosts and Legends, and the sort of paranormal investigations you do.
Gotcha. Well, hello, I'm Chris, and I own and operate Orange County Ghosts and Legends. And by default, we are a paranormal investigative team, which means that we do actually research and investigate alleged haunted locations, one of which is where we are standing here, Black Star Canyon. Other locations, San Juan Capistrano, the Star of India, San Diego, Grand Canyon Caverns, you name it. We also investigate private homes. People do call us, and they are either concerned about the weird, strange things that happen in their home. A lot of them can be explained. Sometimes they can't. But we take pride in finding those hidden gems, those unique locations that not everybody knows about. We've been investigating Black Star Canyon for well over 5 years. We come out here often, almost every week. We do take the public out here. But periodically, just for our own education and to keep up with the data and the things that we collect, we do come out here to investigate on a somewhat regular basis when we're not with the public. So that could mean we're out here in the early morning hours. We definitely want to avoid as much people traffic as possible so we don't have a bunch of noise and people talking in the background. But Black Star Canyon is definitely a signature tour for us, or a location, because it has its lore, it has its legends, and we're looking forward to telling you all about it.
Yeah, so it's really dark, and we're in the middle of nowhere, and there's just a group of people, and we've never met them before, and this guy's telling us he's going to take us off into this canyon, and he was great. He was really great. He was knowledgeable, and he wouldn't express an opinion about the paranormal either way. It was leaving it all up to our own experiences.
Right. But so you're encouraged to go in with this open-minded but skeptic attitude. You're allowed to have that.
Yeah.
You're allowed to go in thinking nothing's going to happen. You're not going to experience anything. You may or may not see a ghost. And they don't even say there's a ghost over there. They say you may experience stuff that your peripheral or your, you know, the inner workings of your mind or gut really just don't feel right about, which is kind of what I wanted to leave doing.
I felt that was true. I also felt that he didn't. He encouraged me to be skeptical because I was skeptical, and encouraged you to be scared because you were scared. I think that he was really clever and really he was open-minded about the people that he was bringing with him.
Yeah.
Everybody has their own experience. There were people there, let's be honest, who were so desperate to see a ghost that every single little thing that they... Every tree was a ghost, everything, you know. So there's almost a sort of religious aspect to it, isn't there, that people really believe.
Right. And Black Star Canyon, you know, has a big history of kids and teens and paranormal teams going there to investigate it. It's not an uncommon place to look at because there's a lot of Native American history there. There's an old coal mine there that's really quite creepy in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
People have died there. It's a scary place. Fortunately, we had nearly a full moon, a super moon, so it was very bright out for us.
It was really bright, yeah. But it was dark and it was creepy. And so after the next question you asked, Chris, was what happened here that makes this place so special?
Do you have something that you believe happens here or happened here to cause the sorts of paranormal activity that you get?
This is a Native American territory. But whatever takes place here, we believe could be either what's called residual activity, which is almost like an imprint in time or a stamp in time. It's just repeating itself. But it is possible that there's something intelligent here, meaning it can see us. It can interact with us on purpose. Now, I can't say I have experienced certain intelligent entities, and that's just me. I think I've seen weird things out here that could be residual. I have had a unique experience or two that I can't explain, and maybe we'll get to that in a little bit. But other people have certain experiences that are very fascinating that I can't say did or didn't happen, but they can tell you for themselves. And we got a couple people who can share some of those.
So let's talk about some of the sorts of tools we have with us and the sorts of things we're going to do to try to capture activity or create some of those experiences. So does anybody want to chime in on what you have and what
Andrew
we're going to be using it for? Okay, Andrew, tell us about whatever you got.
Okay, so Kathy's favorite toy.
Is that what we'll pick up sounds or EVPs from that thing?
Yes. For one example... Before I actually joined the team, I went on the tour with Chris, and we had ended up asking him a bunch of questions, and we got something that came through that said Rusty twice, and we asked him, "What's your name?" And Rusty came out twice. We could not explain or know what came through.
Right.
I'm a bit rusty. I'm rusty. So they're saying there are two kinds of spooks. I think that's the wrong nomenclature. I think I'm offending.
Spirits.
Spirits.
Supposed
that's
to
right.
say spirits.
Spirits. There's the what they call residual. So that's like a movie, a loop that's playing. And now listen, trust me, I understand that the science is not there.
Well, here's what it's supposed to be, right? Because spirits are not supposed to be able to be captured by the naked eye or by the naked ear.
Yeah.
So you bring this, you know, Spirit 3000 box, and you bring a digital camera, essentially, and you take photos and you listen for sounds and you try to discover EVPs, which are, I can't remember what it stands for now, something that you can't hear but shows up in a recorder, or some anomaly in a photo that wasn't there when you took it. And now you can admit, this guy Matt, who was with us, showed us some photos that looked very clearly like shadowy men standing in the forest.
Right, right. In our next clip, he's going to talk about that.
Yeah.
And he's also going to explain what EVP stands for, I think.
Oh, excellent.
But you've got to remember, so there are the kinds of ghosts or spirits that are like an imprint in time, they're saying. So it's like a replay of something which occurred, maybe certainly in the past. Or there's the kind of spirit which is literally there and can interact with you. And we're looking for either one of those.
So when we're done tonight, hopefully what we'll have to share on the air is maybe a sound that we can't explain, or maybe an image that we can't explain. So who's got the camera?
I got a camera.
Oh, you got a camera. Do you not have your camera tonight?
I have my phone here.
So just maybe Matt, you could just talk about some of the images you've captured before, and basically why we take photos, why stuff can show up in photos.
Well, the reason why we do the photos is because a lot of these spirits, as they call them, you know, you can't really see them with the naked eye. And so that's why you do the photography, or even when we do the EVPs, they'll usually tend to hear it on the EVP as opposed to actually hearing it with your naked ears. But as far as the photos, it's more like proof, you know. When you're telling somebody about something, if you got proof to back it up, there's kind of like, there goes your skeptics right out the window. And so that's why I just love to take photos.
Yeah, they're cool. We should put them on our website. You mentioned EVP. What is that?
Electronic voice phenomenons. You know, that's something that we can't pick up with our human ears, but on the digital recorders, they can. And that's why every investigator carries them.
And is it just because of the frequency that these things work at that the human ear doesn't? Why can it hear it?
I think maybe it's a frequency thing. It's kind of like, you know, a dog, you know, kind of like a dog's hearing. You know, they can hear certain sounds that we can't. And I think it's kind of the same with, I guess, spirits. They just communicate on a different frequency because they're just energy.
I might just feel sorry for the millennia of ghosts sitting around waiting for digital technology to come along so they could finally communicate with the living.
I know, and I feel bad about mock. That was my last mock.
Oh, you turned real after a little bit.
I tried to turn real. It. Well, because it's not fair to mock. And the whole thing is to be getting to the spirit, pardon the pun, of the whole night and everything. So to just wander around mocking, I would have been lonely. I would have been the lonely mocker. And I don't want to be the lonely mocker. So even though everybody sort of laughed at my little joke there about digital equipment, I felt bad about that because people are there to have an experience.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're getting to the point, we're getting to the fact later on in this whole broadcast of an experience that we had.
Right. So we've talked, now we've set the scene. You know, we've talked about what the equipment that people have gotten, and you get the feeling, and depending on how skeptical or believing that you are, you get the feeling that there's some people out here with some equipment looking for something, some phenomenon that's not easy to explain.
Right.
So now you get the idea. That sets the scene for what now. We set off walking, and we walk for a couple of miles deep into this wood.
Yeah.
You can imagine at night in a wood, I mean, I must say that I felt okay with seven people around me. But if you'd been on your own in that wood, man, it was spooky.
So we're going to go to a break, but we're going to come back and kind of start revealing some of the sounds and experiences and things that happened to us when we went ghost hunting this week in Black Star Canyon with OC Ghosts and Legends. This is our Halloween special.
We got a noise? Got a Halloween noise?
I definitely have a Halloween
noise. We definitely want one into this next song. There it is. Huh?
You're listening to the Halloween special of Daily Scramble Live.
Yeah.
Here on KX93.5. Mm-hmm. And we're sharing with you our paranormal investigation. Jason and I went ghost hunting this week with OC Ghosts and Legends in Black Star Canyon. And we already kind of set the scene for you and told you about why the canyon may be haunted and some of the tools that we use to go ghost hunting. And now we're going to get to the good stuff.
Yeah, we were looking for a presence, weren't we? And
or a feeling.
A feeling, or something. Or people, I think that some people really were convinced they were going to see something tangible.
Yeah.
Or just a feeling. But people did talk about, as we were walking toward our next stop on this tour of the woods, people were saying, you know, sometimes you'll feel a little chilly, change in temperature, or a little, maybe you'll feel something tug on your coat, or maybe you'll hear a strange noise that just shouldn't be there. Something out of place, out of space. So, some cyclists, we should set this up just to let you know what was happening. We stopped on a corner and some cyclists who were cycling at night with their lights on, obviously, zoomed past us and went off into the night. And we, Tyler and I anyway, didn't know the terrain. So we didn't know which way the road went or whatever. We weren't sure whether we were still hearing the cyclists or what was going on. So, but we certainly heard something, and you'll hear at the very beginning of this audio, we'll probably play it again.
Yeah.
Just to emphasize it. But you really do hear something which is an odd sound to hear in the middle of the night in a wood.
What was that?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Should we play it again?
Play it again. It's that sort of sound at the beginning. One more time.
What was that?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, that sounds feline.
It sounded like a growl.
Yeah, that sounded feline.
Yeah, and I saw something move across there really quick.
It sounded like a growl.
No, it could have been.
Are the people on the bikers?
Nope.
That was a scream. Tag your audio for the last 20 seconds and listen back to it.
Tag audio, last 20 seconds.
That was unnerving.
That was great.
Let's hear that back.
It may have been the people on the bikes. You don't really know.
It really
so.
Could have been.
I thought I heard a growl a little bit ago.
It was definitely a growl, right?
I thought we saw something shoot across there.
But you would have heard
it. It may have been the light from the bike.
But you didn't hear?
Because just further back, I did hear something move around
back
there.
But you would have heard the...
Yeah, did you hear? You didn't hear the scuffle.
Sounded like a growl.
It sounded like a growl to me.
It sounded like a growl.
Or it could have been one of the people on the bike making a noise or something.
I don't know.
But if it had a scream, I think that sounded like a scream to me.
What?
Like a male, like a male yell.
Like a wah.
Yeah.
Something mm-hmm. like that. That's
so
what it sounded like.
That would be the bikes.
I think it was the bike.
So everyone's slowly starting to lose it, right? That's what's happening. And that's what's happening to me here. Because things are starting to happen and I'm starting to get really like, you know, just stressed out.
It's so odd that that's what was happening for you at that moment. Because you hear me say, that was great.
Yeah.
And what was happening for me at that moment, I was starting to realize where I was. And what I got orientated, is that the word?
Oriented.
And I realized, wait, this is really unusual and great, especially for those of us that live in Orange County and California, who live in our cars and we never really communicate with people that we don't know very well. And you and I interview people every day, but generally that's the sort of norm of life in California. And I thought, wait a minute, there's a bunch of people who don't know each other, who have got a goal in mind or a certain sphere of goals in mind, and we're out in nature. And we're walking, so that's good exercise. So that's a positive thing. And we're talking about what's happening now.
Yeah.
What's really... And that's really... does that sound like...
No, there's something very real about it, very human about it all.
Yeah, that we don't experience that kind of thing very often.
Yeah. Kathy and I are best friends because she was just as scared as I was, and we'd never met before. But
yeah.
By the end of the night, Kathy and I were holding each other.
Really?
Yeah, so...
She was really nice, Kathy. They were all really nice to a man.
But you're right.
A girl.
But you come together. You come together in this experience when you're out there doing something so strange and quirky that you've never done before.
And you're in the moment. It's not a support group. Like you're talking about your past or something that happened to you and trying to relate. You don't have to try to relate because you all have the same experience.
Yeah.
So it was really great at that point. I started to really enjoy it.
So it starts to build up, and where do we go next after the growl occurs?
Wait a minute, I've got my notes here. More noise. There are more noises. There's more stuff going on.
Right around this time.
Right around this time. And the first voice you hear is, because every now and again, Chris would stop and describe maybe where we are and perhaps a legend about what happened in that place.
Right.
So now we're standing in the dark. And people are beginning to sort of let go a little bit and behave in a way that they normally would on these things, which is they're convinced there's something around and they begin speaking to it and trying to get it to respond.
So what we'll do is we're going to stand as stationary as possible. We'll want to be as quiet as we can. And we'll document any noises such as stomach growling. If anybody whispers...
I'm going to run this and ask questions and see if that thing will go off or something. I don't know.
Is there anybody here? Can you make that device light up over there?
And we just want you to know that that won't hurt you. If you are even able to see the lights, you can go up to it and it won't harm you at all. We promise. But this is how you can communicate with us.
I just heard something.
What was that?
A branch or something.
I totally heard a cough right then. Did you hear that?
Chris. Look.
What do you see?
Right there. Look. You see this tree right here? Right to the right of it. Look. See it? It moved. Right there. See it? See it? No.
Are we talking animal here?
No. It was a shadow. Cut your light off. Turn your light off. Okay. It's gone. You see, it's this tree right here. It was right. Here's the tree. It was right there. Right there.
What would you describe it?
It started from here, and I seen it move.
it moved right, and it stopped right here. And it was just standing there. It was standing there doing this.
Would you describe a height?
Maybe about 5 feet, maybe. It wasn't very tall.
Okay.
And it was just going back and forth.
How
like
long?
It was looking at us.
How long did you say it stood there for?
Oh, my God. What, 5, 10 seconds? Because I seen it when it moved from here to this side of the tree to right there. I seen it.
All right. You can hear the rest of us nervously talking in the background.
Right.
Because we're all like, what is going on here? This guy was really serious. I mean, he saw something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just to remind people, this is us ghost hunting in Black Star Canyon, our Daily Scramble Live Halloween special on KX93.5 that we did with OC Ghosts and Legends. And we're building up to things that were happening to us. And that's when things started to get a little more real.
Things started getting weird at that point.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
And we have all the tools out now. We have the thing on the ground that senses energy as it passes by that looks like it's out of Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
It was some sort of motion sensor, something like that.
Right.
I have no idea what it was, but it had lights on it, and it made a
right
noise when he went by it.
And Matt had an energy reader, so that if there was some piece of energy that passed by us that wasn't us, then it would go off as well.
Yeah, this is, again, the science, not that great.
All right, so what happens next to us?
Well, we're actually building up to a bit of a crescendo. What number is this, Ty?
We're on 6.
We're on 6.
Yeah.
All right. So at this point, we're in probably the darkest part of the whole excursion. As you say, the moon was pretty bright. But now we're on a little bridge, and the trees are in a kind of tunnel of trees.
And we'd walked a long way.
And we had walked a long way.
We'd passed the old coal mine, and we'd passed old ranches, and we'd walked a long way.
Part of the thing about Orange County, of course, is that the history's not that long. So we were looking for, like, the oldest places around. And this was an old 150-year-old coal mine that very, you know, long time closed. And now we're on a bridge between over a creek, kind of dryish creek, and it's probably the most claustrophobic part of the whole experience. And we stop, and everybody's very quiet, and you'll hear what happens.
This is what we've been building up to.
Yeah.
I just want to say, here you go.
What you'll get is maybe like a twig falling. You'll get some leaves falling. As far as the consistency, it's pretty heavy with the consistency right now.
Yeah.
I guess on average, you might get a leaf, some leaves moving once in a while. But as far as the loudness of things dropping, some heavy things that are dropping right now, that's unusual.
And it almost seems like, I mean, it could be coincidental, but whenever we ask a question, it seems to be responding with a loud noise.
Right. It could be coincidental, but it's
why does it keep moving?
And it's moving around us, which is interesting.
Yeah. So what Chris is saying is that there's some noise. You're asking him. And by the way, we're out in Black Star Canyon, and it's dark, and we're looking for ghosts, and there's certainly an atmosphere of tension at this point because there's stuff falling out of the trees, or we can hear noises. And every time somebody says hello or are you there, we hear another noise. Like there's a bunch of activity going on here that we can't really explain because we can't see anything because it's dark. And okay, it's fall, so I don't know. At this point, I'm like I didn't want to say anything because there was a, you know, tense atmosphere. But Chris is saying, yeah, we do experience at this time of year stuff. I mean, there are critters around and blah blah blah. And then this happens.
Interesting.
There could be more than one.
Can you make something fall behind us now? On this side where the grid is not out?
We're going to give you about 1 or 2 minutes and then we're walking back. This is your opportunity. You got to talk to us.
Whoa.
Holy shit. What was that?
It was time to go.
Oh my God. I'm so ready. You're smiling. How are you smiling?
It's not like you.
It's not like...
Yeah.
Everybody make sure that they're...
Wow, I have goosebumps. I'm so done.
Sorry. It's all right, buddy.
Dude, that was loud.
It was loud. Whatever that was, it was loud.
It still made me jump. Here in studio, it made me jump.
You leapt and you literally hugged me. I thought you were going to start humping my leg at any minute. You were certainly there. But, and you say to me, why are you smiling? Because it was a loud noise and I don't know. I've been in the woods before.
This was something that they say. Obviously branches fall and you can chalk that up to animals or whatever it was. But this sounded like a demon snapping a branch in half. To me, that's what I thought was happening in that moment. I want to play it again. This is the loud crack that kind of crescendoed our night.
What you'll get is maybe like a twig falling. You'll get some leaves falling. As far as the consistency, it's pretty heavy with the consistency right now.
Yeah.
I guess on average, you might get a leaf, some leaves moving once in a while. But as far as the loudness of things dropping, some heavy things that are dropping right now, that's unusual.
And it almost seems like, it could be coincidental, but whenever we ask a question, it seems to be responding with a loud
noise. I don't think
this
is the right piece of body.
It could be coincidental, but it's...
No, that's the beginning of it. That's right. Wait.
We're going to give you about one or 2 minutes, and then we're walking back. This is your opportunity.
Whoa!
Yeah,
it's a firecracker.
It's a
gunshot.
No,
it's so loud.
It's a mountain lion stepping on a twig.
No way.
Listen, there's a million trees out there, okay, and 1% of them has got something hanging from it that's precariously balanced, and it's gonna, but it was scary. It was a scary moment, and it could. You're right. You're absolutely right. It could have been the ghost of Abraham Lincoln. I have no idea.
The buildup, though, of getting there
and
asking questions all night.
Yeah.
And up to this point, Matt had been asking it, if you're there, come closer. If you're there, be louder. If you're there, show us you're here.
Yeah.
And then Chris says, all right, you have one last chance. And then, boom!
Right. And it was, it wasn't so dark that you couldn't see everybody. Nobody, that wasn't a trick that somebody played. And Chris, who, as I say, had a twinkle in his eyes, done this many times before, and he wasn't about to express an opinion about the paranormal either way.
He lost it.
He lost it at that point. He really
lost it. That's when I got really scared, because the guy who was level-headed the whole time and was a skeptic the whole time for our sake suddenly lost it.
Yeah.
And all of us started cussing, as you heard. We lost our wits about us.
That's
as well.
Right. Now, the leader, Chris, was bug-eyed at that point, and he was really great. And if you want to go on this thing, it's really worth doing. Because Chris is great. He's a total balance between the people who are desperate to see something. He'll say to them, oh, no, wait a minute. That's probably just some sort of rat or something running around. And then people like me who are very skeptical, he'll gently say to you, well, you don't know what that is, and we don't know, and we're just here to observe.
Right.
So he was really very well-balanced guy.
So we should mention that this group we went out with, OC Ghosts and Legends, does have an event tonight. They're doing a live stream and lockdown at the Camino Real Playhouse. And you can go meet and greet with them. You can do a pre-investigation. And then you can watch the stream of them investigating Camino Real Playhouse, which is a legendary haunted spot in San Juan Capistrano. So that's tonight at 9 p.m. You can go to OCGhostsandLegends.com to learn more and to get your tickets. So what now, Jason? Are we saying goodbye to our ghost friends?
We're saying goodbye, and he actually repeats the information you just said. But we'll see what materializes. Huh?
I got it.
You get that one?
So we made it out alive.
Well, yeah, we're good. It was really fun.
It was. You were way less scared than I ended up being.
I know, and I thought I was going to be scared, but I really wasn't scared. I just remember that I had spent a lot of time in the woods as a child. So, but I really had a good time, and I'm not going to say, I don't know. I didn't see anything particularly paranormal, but who knows? On another occasion, one might. And that's not really the point.
Well, and I was definitely convinced at certain moments, especially when I felt goosebumps and shivering and a sudden urge that I just wanted to get the hell out of there.
I know. So you kept reaching for me. You embraced me a couple of times.
I was done.
Tyler, noticed that.
I witnessed that was
you did witness
I
that.
I gotta say, I can back that
and
up.
And I met some nice people, and we had good conversation, and It's been a great night.
Yeah, you all were wonderful. Thank you. Chris, thank you for doing this with us. So again, tell people where they can go, your website, what sort of tours they can book, and then you have something tonight at the Playhouse in San Juan Capistrano.
Yes, first of all, thank you guys for being such good sports and coming out with us. And I will say that we had a pretty good night for as far as potential activity. And we're going to be reviewing some video and some audio. The Camino Playhouse San Juan Capistrano, we are running our first live feed investigation. But before that, at 9 o'clock p.m., we are inviting everybody out to join us for a panel, a question and answer, meet and greet. We're going to talk ghost stories. We're going to talk the history of the Camino. We're going to play and reveal one of our most profound EVPs that we actually captured at the Camino Playhouse. And the best part, this is going to a good cause. All proceeds will benefit the Camino Playhouse. So come on out, join us. We're setting the stage and the scene for the Playhouse. We're definitely getting in the mood and the vibe for Halloween. So
when is that?
Tonight.
Friday night. Oh, great. Okay. And the website again?
Our website is ocghostsandlegends.com. You can check out all the information, buy tickets or tours, the Playhouse. We would love to have you guys come out. And thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
What a blast.
Yeah, this is fun, man. Thank you.
People are into this kind of thing. Couldn't be a nicer bloke to do it with.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys are great. Thanks so much.